I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 19th. Five Quincy city councilors are calling for Lunar New Year to be declared a legal holiday in Quincy. All three at-large city councilors, plus Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash and Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane, are sponsoring an order that would make Lunar New Year a legal holiday in the city. The order states that Quincy's population is over 30% Asian and that the school population is over 39% Asian, making Lunar New Year an important part of the city's demographic. The councilors say communities with smaller Asian populations recognize Lunar New Year as a legal holiday. The holiday would mean that all municipal agencies, authorities, quasi-public entities, and other offices under the city's jurisdiction would close. If the Lunar New Year fell on a Saturday, it would be celebrated the Friday before. And if it fell on a Sunday, it would be celebrated the following Monday. If the city council approves the order, it would require approval from the mayor. The council will discuss the proposal Monday night. The Quincy School Committee recently voted not to make Lunar New Year a school holiday. Opening argument in the Karen Reed murder trial won't begin until next week, as the third day of jury selection ended yesterday with three-quarters of the jurors picked. Two more jurors were selected in Norfolk Superior Court yesterday from a pool of about 50, while one previously selected juror dropped out. It brought the total to 12. The prosecution and the defense will select a total of 12 jurors and four alternates. Yesterday was already established as the last day of the process for the week. No jury selection process on Fridays. A new pool of prospective jurors is expected to return to the courtroom in Dedham on Monday. Also yesterday, a Supreme Court justice upheld the court-ordered buffer zone that keeps demonstrators 200 feet away from the courthouse and from holding signs and wearing pro-Karen Reed clothing. The judge said she expects the Reed trial to last somewhere between 6 to 8 weeks once a jury is seated. She said the schedule will include full days on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, half days on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The Federal Aviation Administration investigating after a Boston-bound JetBlue plane and a Southwest plane almost collided on a D.C. runway yesterday morning. JetBlue Flight 1554 was taking off from Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport at about 7:41 a.m. when a Southwest Airlines plane attempted to cross the same runway. An air traffic controller had instructed the Southwest plane to cross the runway at the same time the JetBlue plane was starting a takeoff roll. The JetBlue plane was at a top speed of 34 miles per hour when it aborted takeoff. The JetBlue flight was scheduled to take off at 7:45 a.m., but was delayed by 5 hours. The Southwest flight took off and landed on time. Boston-based online retailer Wayfair has announced that its first large-format store will open on May 23rd. The Wilmette, Illinois shop, located just outside Chicago, is Wayfair's first store under the Wayfair name. The retailer has been teasing the move since 2022, garnering mixed reactions. Looks like the price of homes, in particular single-family homes, is on the rise in Greater Boston. According to the Greater Boston Association of Realtors, the median price, $910,000, which is more than a 9% increase over the same month last year, setting a new March record. If you thought housing prices would level off or go down, you are mistaken, with March typically the beginning of the spring upswing in the housing market. You may be in for another summer of record-breaking home prices, according to officials. Good news for homeowners, not for home buyers. The rise in prices is being called a perfect storm of not enough inventory and higher mortgage rates. Boston Globe reports the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 6.88% last week, more than double the rate 2 years ago. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents Signs of Spring in the Blue Hills Saturday at 10 a.m. The event will feature a 2 to 3 mile walking tour. Meeting place and details will be provided upon registration by emailing sowen@quincyma.gov. Waterproof boots and hiking poles are recommended, and dogs are not allowed. The Friends of Wollaston Beach will hold a beach cleanup day on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon for Park Serve Day. Volunteers are asked to gather between Herbert Road and Milton Road for the cleanup. The Friends of the Blue Hills are holding a trail maintenance day on Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon for Park Serve Day. Volunteers are asked to gather at the Houghton's Pond Visitors Center. Friends of the Blue Hills also holding a Green Up the Blue Hills Day on Sunday at Ponkapog Pond. Volunteers will help remove invasive species and clean public spaces. Some children's activities are also planned. Parking is at the Fisherman's Cove parking area. The Neponset River Watershed Association holding a cleanup day on Saturday in recognition of Earth Day. Locations include Squantum Point Park in Quincy and Riverside Avenue in Milton. The Sasher YMCA is holding Healthy Kids Day Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hale Family YMCA in Quincy and the Emelson YMCA in Hanover. The free event will feature activities and games, arts and crafts, bounce houses and obstacle courses, touch a truck and healthy snacks. The event is free and open to all. The Quincy Interfaith Network will host Brave Listening Sessions on Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Bethel Church of the Nazarene on Empire Street, and then again on May 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church on West Squantum Street. The group says they want to re-envision an equitable Quincy by hearing from the community. You can email quincyinterfaith@gmail.com for more information. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 22 points. NASDAQ fell 81. The S&P lost 11. Asian stocks tumbled. The euro dropped. Oil is at $83 a barrel. In sports, the Cleveland Guardians beat the Red Sox 5-4. Sox are in Pittsburgh against the Pirates tonight at 6:40. Bruins face off against Toronto Maple Leafs, game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs at the Garden tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And the Celtics still waiting to find out who they'll play in the first round of their playoffs Sunday at 1 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy today, high 57, cloudy tonight, low 46. Rain tomorrow through about midday, then some clearing, high tomorrow 63, partly sunny 61 on Sunday, and sunny 62 on Monday. Well, the boater waves about a foot, an east wind, 5 knots, becomes southeast, 10 to 15, gusting to 20, and a high tide 9:15 a.m. and 9:46 p.m. Sunrise, 5:55, sets at 7:30. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 19th.